ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நம. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நம. ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நம. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சர்வ வேதாந்த சித்தாந்த சார சங்கிரக ஸ்லோகா 216. யதார்த்தவாதிதாம் பும்சாம் ஜனனம் வேதஸ்யேஸ்வர வாக்கியத்வாத் யதார்த்தத்வேன சம்சய. சோ வி ஹவ் பீன் டாக்கிங் அபவுட் ஸ்ரத்தா இன் தி லாஸ்ட் வெபினார் அமங் தி சமாதி ஷட்க சம்பத்தி சம தம உபரமா திதிக்ஷா ஸ்ரத்தா. Words are accepted as a source of knowledge, pramanam, by all people, including all other systems of philosophy. All philosophers communicate their philosophy through their own books, written or spoken words. They are all accepted as sources of knowledge. Therefore, it is called shabda. Different people define Shabda Pramanam in different ways. In Advaita Vedanta, Shabdam is a Pramanam by itself, Swata Pramanam. Some others define Shabda Pramanam in a slightly different manner, which we also accept. They say words become a valid source of knowledge when the words come from a reliable person. Shabda Pramanam is defined as Apta Vakyam Pramanam. Aptaha means a reliable person. It takes that definition and says, accept the words coming from a reliable person. Not reliable words, but reliable person as valid. Veda comes from the most reliable one. As per that definition, if a reliable source of words is valid knowledge, then Veda must be given the highest position because it is coming from Lord Himself, Ishwara Himself. Yo Brahmanam Vedadadi Purvam Yo Vai Vedamsa Prahinodi Tasmai. We have seen this earlier. Bhagavan creates the world. Bhagavan creates Brahma. In Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, the first mantra is Brahma was born and he also had samsara. He got knowledge from Sakshat Ishwara himself. And Acharya says, Yatartha Vadita Pumsam. When a person speaks the truth, always Shraddha Jnana Karanam. He helps us develop faith. The truthfulness of a person is why we develop Shraddha, faith in him. So, Yatartha Vadi is Shraddha Da Jnana Karanam. In the case of Veda, Vedasya Ishwara Vakyatvat, Veda being the words of Lord himself, the Rishayaha, they serve only as a pipeline, conduit. Rishayaha, they have not produced the Vedas. They only received in meditation. Bhagavan is the transmitting center. Rishayas, all the Rishis, they are only in the receiving center. So, Vedasya Ishwara Vakyatvata Yatharthatve Na Samshayaha. Yatharthatve means in the validity. Na Samshayaha, there is no doubt about this. Okay, I can accept words of the Veda, but why should I have faith in the words of the Guru? Shankaracharya, he gives the reason here in the next shloka. We will read. Muktas Yeshwara Rupatvat Guror Vagapi Tadrishim தஸ்மா தத்வாக்கியோ ஸ்ரத்தா சதாம் சித்யதி தீமதாம். So Acharya gives two reasons to prove the validity of Guru Vakya. One conventional reason is when Guru teaches, he is not teaching a knowledge invented by him. Then his own limitations will color the knowledge. The Guru, while inventing something with the help of his intellect, being a human being, will have limitations like Nyaya, Ishika, Darshana, all that thing. They are all inventions of human intellects and so they can contain fallacies. When the Guru conveys the teachings found in the Veda, he is only presenting it in his own words. The contents belong to the Veda only. That is what Lord Krishna himself said, even though he is Sakshat Ishwaraha. He claims validity in Gita saying, I am teaching what has been given in Vedas. Imam Vivasvate Yogam Proktavan Ahamavyayam Vivasvan Manave Praha Manuhu Ikshvakave Bravita Rishibir Bahuda Gitam Chandobihi Vidai Pratake. Just as we say, Bhagavad Gita is the words of Lord Krishna, whereas content is from the Veda. Similarly, Guru's words are reliable because words are from the Guru, but the content comes from Veda. This is conventional argument. Acharya, Adi Acharya, Shankaracharya, he gives a different argument because Guru is a Jnani who has discovered his oneness with Ishvara and has realized Aham Brahmasmi, and so he is equal to Ishvara also. So Jnani tu Atmaiva Mematam. Guru Vakyam is equal to Ishvara Vakyam itself. Pramanam. So Pramanam also as good as Veda. So Guru Vakyam is Veda Vakyam. This is said here. Muktasya Ishvaram Rupatvat. Muktaha. Muktaha means a Jnani. Who is liberated is Ishvara Rupatvat. Is Sakshat Ishvara himself. Therefore, Guroho Vak Api. Even the words of the Guru also. Tadrishi, the same as Ishvara Vakyam. Tasmat, since Guru Vakyam and Ishvara Vakyam are one and the same, tad Vakya Yoho, Veda Vakyam and Guru Vakyam, they are same. Tad Guru Ishvara Vakya Yoho, Shraddada will be there for Satam, all the noble people. Satam Dhimatam, for good students who have Punyam, will have equal Shraddada towards both Guru Vakya and Veda Vakya. With this, the Shraddha topic is over. But we are still in what? Sadhanam Chatushtaya Sampatti. And the next topic is Samadhanam, that we will see in the next shloka.
Shrutyuktarthavagahaya Vidushanyeya Vastuni Chittasya Samyagadhanam Samadhanam Ithiryate.
Shloka 218. Next is Samadhanam, the sixth and final sub-qualification of the third main qualification. Shama, Dama, Titiksha, Uparama, Shraddha. We have seen all of them. Samadhanam is called focus or concentration. Samyak Adhanam, Samadhanam. Adhanam means fixing the mind clearly on any destination or any goal. Mental fixing, mental focus, concentration is called Samadhanam. In Tattva Bodha, definition of Samadhanam is Chitta Ekagrata, one-pointedness of mind. That is how it was defined in Tattva Bodha. And this is a qualification required for any pursuit. Spirituality also is a pursuit requiring both long-term focus and short-term concentration. By long-term focus, what we mean is spiritual journey is a very long journey between fixing moksha as the primary goal and attaining that moksha. A long journey including karma yoga for chitta shuddhi, upasana yoga for chitta ekagrata, long shravanam to gain knowledge, mananam to remove all doubts, and longest nididhyasanam to assimilate this message. So since this journey extends over many lives, at least extends to one's entire life, one should never forget the goal while pursuing other things. Especially when a person enters grahastha ashrama. Many secondary goals are including earning, getting children, getting them educated, getting them married. So many other responsibilities also. So in and through all, one should always remember the ultimate goal. The entire grahastha ashrama is an intermediary stage of life. For getting Viveka, Vairagyam, there is also Vanaprastha Ashrama, there is Sannyasa Ashrama. So whether I enter those ashramas or not, I have to dedicate the later part of my life hoping I will have reasonably good health for Shravanam, Mananam and Nididhyasanam. So when I perform my Grahastha Ashrama duties, Tasmatu, Sarveshu Kaleshu, Mamanusmara, that is what Lord said, Vidyaspa. You may fight the war of life, but in and through all the worldly pursuits, never forget the goal, because human life is primarily meant for moksha. The highest purushartha, dharmartha, kama, moksha. That is why we say, now and then go to satsangas. So even if we forget, they will remind us what is the primary goal of life. This is called long-term focus. And the short-term concentration is needed during Shastra Vichara. We should never forget the central message of the Shastra, which is Brahma Satyam, Jagan Mithya, Jivo, Brahmaiva Naparaha. Shastra talks about many things, including Srishti, పంచకోశ, పునర్జన్మ, స్వర్గలోక, బట్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఆర్ మెంట్ టు రివీల్ జగన్ మిథ్యాత్వం. ఈవెన్ హెవెన్ ఇస్ నాట్ పర్మనెంట్ అండ్ బ్రహ్మన్ అలోన్ ఇస్ ద ఓన్లీ రియాలిటీ. వీ డోంట్ బిలీవ్ ఇన్ ఎటర్నల్ హెవెన్. ఎటర్నిటీ ఈజ్ ఓన్లీ ఫార్ బ్రహ్మన్. ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఎల్స్ ఈస్ నాన్ ఎటర్నల్ అండ్ అన్రిలయబుల్. యూస్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ యాజ్ మీన్స్. సో ఎయిదర్ బ్రహ్మసత్యం విల్ బీ ద ఫోకస్ ఆర్ జగన్ మిథ్య విల్ బీ ద ఫోకస్. ది సెంట్రల్ మెసేజ్ ఈస్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈస్ నెవర్ ఆన్ అన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఎక్స్పెరిమెంట్ ఆర్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఆర్ అటైన్మెంట్. You can never attain Brahman. What an anti-climax. You can never attain Brahman. You say Brahman is great, wonderful, reliable. And then quietly the Guru says, Brahman is not attainable. Scriptures give the reason, Brahman cannot be attained because that wonderful Brahman happens to be I myself. That is my real nature. Superficially, I am the dying body. But the real I happens to be Brahman. The crooked eye and the straight eye. We have used this terminology earlier. Crooked eye is the Ahankara eye. Straight eye is the infinite eye, Brahman eye. Mahavakyam is the third central message. Brahma Satyam, Jagan Mithyam, Aham Brahmaiva. These three topics we should never forget. Brahma Satyam, Jagan Mithya, Aham Brahmaiva. And there are two more topics. Now the next one is how to gain this knowledge. Because this is a mind-boggling message. Even though modern science doesn't know what is reality. Vedanta is talking about that reality which nobody else is able to talk about. In the end, the Upanishad says, that Brahman you are. What preparations are required to assimilate this message? Shastra says, without preparation, this message will never enter. But with preparation, you can easily swallow that. Lord Krishna says, ప్రత్యక్షం అవగమం ధర్మ్యం సుసుకం కర్తుం అవ్యయం. వెరీ ఈజీ టు నో వెన్ దెర్ ఇస్ అ ప్రిపేర్డ్ మైండ్, వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ టు నో వెన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అన్ప్రిపేర్డ్. క్లేశోధిగతరస్తేషాం. సో ది ఫోర్త్ టాపిక్ ఈస్ హౌ టు ఎయిమ్ ఫార్ దిస్ మెసేజ్ బ్రహ్మసత్యం జగన్మిథ్యాం జీవో బ్రహ్మైవ నాపరః. అండ్ ది నెక్స్ట్ టాపిక్ ఈస్ వాట్ విల్ ఐ గెట్ ఇఫ్ ఐ అసిమిలేట్ దిస్ మెసేజ్. సో జ్ఞానం, జ్ఞాన సాధనం, జ్ఞాన ఫలం, దే ఆర్ ది టాపిక్స్ కవర్డ్ ఇన్ ఆల్ శాస్త్రాస్. ఏ స్టూడెంట్ షుడ్ నెవర్ మిస్ దీస్ టాపిక్స్ అండ్ ఎనీ పోర్షన్ ఐ హియర్ ఐ మస్ట్ ఇమీడియట్లీ ఫిట్ ఇట్ ఇన్ టు వన్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ కేటగిరీస్. దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ఇన్ఫార్మ్డ్ లిసనింగ్. అదర్వైజ్ ఐ విల్ బీ క్యారీడ్ అవే ఆర్ లాస్ట్ ఇన్ అన్నమయ కోశ ఆర్ సమ్ అదర్ టాపిక్స్. ఐ షుడ్ నెవర్ ఫర్గెట్ ద మెయిన్ టీచింగ్. దిస్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో కాల్డ్ సమాధానం అట్ ది టైమ్ ఆఫ్ శ్రవణం. So first, samadhanam is long-term focus in and through our worldly life. Bhagavan and moksha, that is the goal. Short-term samadhanam, whenever I do shravanam, I should be able to categorize the topic in appropriate category. Vyavasayatmika buddhihi eka kurunandanam bahushakahanantascha buddhayo vyavasayinam. Krishna says second chapter. People of right resolve will always remember the goal. Those who do not have clarity of goal are lost in various other pursuits. I studied meditation for 12 years. Then I did who am I inquiry for 1 year also. Then I did Nama Sankirtanam at the end, in bits and pieces. So therefore Shankaracharya says, Shrutyukta Artha Avagaha. Avagaha means understanding, grasping. So Shrutyukta Artha. The central message conveyed by the Shruti, the Tatparya of the Veda, Vidusha, by an intelligent student, what is required? Chittasyam Samyak Adhanam. Focusing the mind on the words of the scriptures and the words of the Guru without distraction or preoccupation. A preoccupied mind is not a 100% available mind. Swamiji says, when you leave the chapel outside, when you come to the class, renounce ahankara, mamakara, raga, dvesha, all of them along with the chappal outside. Then the whole mind is available. Chittasya adhanam, fixing the mind. Nyeya vastuni, on the object to be known. Samyak adhanam, samadhanam, iti iryate. I am dead to all surroundings and I am alive only to what is in front of me. This is called samadhi in yoga shastra. యమ నియమ ఆసన ప్రాణాయామ ది అష్టాంగ యోగాస్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ టు డెవలప్ ది ఫ్యాకల్టీ ఆఫ్ గెటింగ్ అబ్జార్బ్డ్ ఇన్ ఎనీ టాస్క్ టోటల్ అబ్జార్బ్షన్ లైక్ చిల్డ్రన్ దే ప్లే టోటలీ అబ్జార్బ్డ్ వి ఆల్ హ్యాడ్ దట్ ఫోకసింగ్ పవర్ వెన్ వీ వర్ ఆల్ చిల్డ్రన్ నౌ వీ హ్యావ్ లాస్ట్ దాట్ ఇఫ్ యూ బ్రింగ్ దట్ సేమ్ అబ్జార్బ్షన్ టు వేదాంత వీ విల్ గెట్ ఇన్స్టంటేనియస్ లిబరేషన్ స్వామి దిస్ ఇస్ ఐ డోంట్ సే సమాధానం ఇది ఈర్యతే కంటిన్యూయింగ్ సిద్ధేశ్చిత్త సమాధానం అసాధారణ కారణం యతస్తతో ముముక్షూణాం భవితవ్యం సదామునా శ్లోక 221 సో శ్లోక 208-222 దే ఫోకస్ ఆన్ సమాధానం ఆర్ కాన్సన్ట్రేషన్ ఆచార్య సేస్ హియర్ దట్ కాన్సన్ట్రేటెడ్ శ్రవణం ఈస్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ బికాస్ అల్టిమేట్లీ స్పిరిచువల్ నాలెడ్జ్ కమ్స్ ఓన్లీ త్రూ శ్రవణం టీచింగ్ టేక్స్ ప్లేస్ ఓన్లీ అట్ ద టైమ్ ఆఫ్ శ్రవణం డ్యూరింగ్ కర్మయోగ వీఆర్ నాట్ లర్నింగ్ ఎనీథింగ్ న్యూ వీఆర్ ఓన్లీ డూయింగ్ పూజ జప ఆల్ దట్ థింగ్ ఫర్ ప్యూరిఫైయింగ్ ద మైండ్ డ్యూరింగ్ ఉపాసన వీ టేక్ ఎన్ ఇష్ట దేవత అండ్ ట్రై టు మెడిటేట్ ఆన్ దట్ దేవత ఫర్ అ లాంగ్ టైమ్ అగైన్ నో న్యూ లర్నింగ్ ఓన్లీ డ్యూరింగ్ శ్రవణం స్క్రిప్చురల్ స్టడీ లర్నింగ్ ప్రాసెస్ హ్యాపన్స్ జ్ఞానం క్యాన్ టేక్ ప్లేస్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ శ్రవణం మననం ఇస్ నాట్ మెంట్ ఫర్ నాలెడ్జ్ బట్ ఫర్ రిమూవింగ్ డౌట్స్ విత్ రెస్పెక్ట్ టు నాలెడ్జ్ ఐ ఆల్రెడీ హ్యావ్ ఇన్ నిధిధ్యాసనం ఆల్సో ఐ డోంట్ లర్న్ ఎనీథింగ్ న్యూ బికాస్ దర్ ఇస్ నో సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ న్యూ నాలెడ్జ్ న్యూ నాలెడ్జ్ కమ్స్ ఓన్లీ వెన్ ఐ యూస్ అన్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఈ నిధిధ్యాసనం ఐ ఎమ్ ఓన్లీ ఇంటర్నలైజింగ్ సంథింగ్ ఐ హ్యావ్ ఆల్రెడీ లర్న్డ్ డ్యూరింగ్ శ్రవణం నిధిధ్యాసనం ఈస్ వ్యాలిడ్ ఓన్లీ ఆఫ్టర్ శ్రవణం దేర్ ఫోర్ శ్రవణం ఈస్ ద మోస్ట్ క్రూషియల్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ జర్నీ వేర్ వీ గెట్ సిస్టమాటిక్ టీచింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ గురు అండ్ శాస్త్ర ఆల్ అదర్ సాధనాస్ ఆర్ ఓన్లీ ఫార్ హెల్పింగ్ దిస్ క్రూషియల్ సాధన దట్ ఈస్ వై లార్డ్ కృష్ణా సేడ్ తద్విద్ధి ప్రణిపాతేన పరిప్రశ్నేన సేవయ అండ్ ఇన్ ముండక ఉపనిషత్ ఆల్సో వీసా తద్విజ్ఞానార్థం స గురుమేవ అభిగచ్చేత్ దర్ ఫోర్ స్క్రిప్చురల్ లర్నింగ్ ఈస్ ది సెంట్రల్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ స్పిరిచువల్ జర్నీ అండ్ సమాధానం ఈస్ ది మోస్ట్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ క్వాలిఫికేషన్ బికాస్ స్క్రిప్చురల్ లర్నింగ్ రిక్వైర్స్ ఏ మైండ్ విచ్ హ్యాస్ కాన్సన్ట్రేషన్ అదర్వైజ్ గురు విల్ గో ఆన్ టాకింగ్ అండ్ ఈవెన్ దో ద స్టూడెంట్ ఈస్ ఫిజికలీ ప్రెసెంట్ నో లర్నింగ్ హ్యాపన్స్ లర్నింగ్ రిక్వైర్స్ గురు బికాస్ హీ హ్యాస్ టు కమ్యూనికేట్ లర్నింగ్ రిక్వైర్స్ పార్టిసిపేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద డిసైపుల్ కాల్డ్ సమాధానం అదర్వైజ్ శ్రవణం విల్ బీ మీనింగ్లెస్ దేర్ఫోర్ సమాధానం మేక్స్ శ్రవణం మీనింగ్ఫుల్ సిద్ధే ఫార్ సక్సెస్ఫుల్ అటైన్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ స్పిరిచువల్ విజ్డమ్ సిద్ధి మీన్స్ సక్సెస్ ఇన్ గెటింగ్ ది విజ్డమ్ సెల్ఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ సమాధానం ఏ కాన్సన్ట్రేటెడ్ ఆస్క్డ్ హిమ్ అండ్ హీ ఆస్క్డ్ హిమ్ వై యు ఆర్ సో హ్యాపీ టుడే అండ్ హీ సెడ్ యు అటర్డ్ ద నేమ్ ఆఫ్ మై గ్రాండ్ సన్ శ్రేయస్ ఇన్ వేదాంత శ్రేయ మీన్స్ మోక్ష అండ్ శంకరాచార్య టాక్డ్ అబౌట్ మోక్ష అండ్ దిస్ పర్సన్ హ్యాడ్ థాట్ అబౌట్ హిస్ గ్రాండ్ సన్ దిస్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ఆధ్యాత్మిక ఆబ్స్టకల్ ఎనీ వర్డ్ క్యాన్ ట్రిగర్ ఎనీ అదర్ థాట్ అండ్ క్రియేట్ ఆధ్యాత్మిక ఆది భౌతిక ఆర్ ఆదిదైవిక ఆబ్స్టకల్ ఫార్ సమాధానం దెర్ఫోర్ ఓ లార్డ్ ఫార్ 1 hour లెట్ మై మైండ్ బీ నాట్ డిస్ట్రాక్టెడ్ బై ఎనీ ఆఫ్ దీస్ కాసెస్ ఇస్ ద ఫెర్వెంట్ ప్రేయర్ ఆఫ్ ఎవరీ స్టూడెంట్ ముముక్షూణ అమునా భవితవ్యం భావే ప్రయోగ సో అమునా దిస్ క్వాలిఫికేషన్ మీన్స్ సమాధానం భవితవ్యం షుడ్ బి దేర్ శ్లోక 222 అత్యంత తీవ్ర వైరాగ్యం ఫలలిప్సా మహత్తరా తదే దద్ఉభయం విద్యాత్ సమాధానస్య కారణం హౌ టు డెవలప్ దిస్ కాన్సన్ట్రేషన్ హీ గివ్స్ ఎ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ రీజన్ If I want concentration in Shravanam, I should have a value for that knowledge. This value will come only when I know this is the only means for moksha. If I have value for moksha, then I will have value for jnanam. When I have value for jnanam, then I will have value for Shravanam. It is a transferred value. Moksha Iccha will get converted into Jnana Iccha. Jnana Iccha will then get converted to Shravana Iccha. So how you are sitting in the class, even after a nice dinner, it's number 8:45, 9 o'clock, not easy. Why do you still sit? Because you value this knowledge.
Moksha Icha to Jnana Icha to Shravana Icha. When that desire is there, concentration will be natural. Therefore, develop desire for moksha, which will become desire for knowledge, which will become desire for 8:30 p.m. webinars. Then Shankaracharya adds one more. He says, not only must there be value for moksha, it should become our top priority also. It so happens that while we love moksha, we also love many other things. Then it will become a question of priority. Suppose at 8:30 p.m. there is another event that you like equally well, and you have to choose between these two. Therefore, priority with respect to the goal should be there. Love for all others should be lesser. That is called vairagya. Lesser priority compared to moksha. Moksha alone is the primary end. Therefore, atyanta tivra vairagya. Intense detachment with respect to other things in life. Detachment does not mean hatred. This we have told earlier also. But understanding that they can only serve as means, but never as the end or goal. They cannot be the goal because they are perishable. They have the threefold doshas. This also we have seen. Dukkha mishritatvam, always alloyed with dukkham. Atriptikaratvam, there is no fullness at all. And bandhakatvam, always binding. None of them deserve to be the goal and so are subservient to moksha. This understanding is called vairagya. Seeing them as a means is vairagya. Seeing them as an end is raga. So, sadhya bhavana ragaha, sadhana bhavana vairagya. We don't say they are useless. We should be careful. That is, they are useful. But they are all only means. So, atyantam tivra vairagyam. Phala lipsa. Lipsa means desire to attain. Phalam. Fruits of my Vedantic study. That is called moksha. Tade tad ubhayam. Then the concentration will become more and more. And there is a story of Janaka and some sannyasis studying Shastra from a guru. And all the sannyasis looked down upon Janaka because they had that superiority complex that they are all sannyasis. And sannyasa is to renounce abhimanam. But they felt Janaka was inferior because he was a grahastha. Janaka, despite being a grahastha, had all the concentration. And the guru wanted to teach his students, all the sannyasi students, a lesson. He created an illusion of the whole area burning. And the sannyasis who had meager possessions of a thatched shed and only maybe one extra loincloth maybe, ran in the middle of the class to protect them. The guru is teaching karanam, karyam, all those things, and all of them ran. They found that it was an illusion and felt very bad because they had renounced the guru. So they ran back to the guru. But the class was continuing. And there was only one student, Janaka. And Janaka said, Mithilayam Pratiptayam Name Kinchanashati. Even if the entire kingdom burns, Mithila, now I am in Shravanam, I don't have Mamakara. Of course, Tadeda Dubayam Vidyatim Samadhanasya Karana. These are the concentration, causes of concentration. With this, the Samadhanam topic is also over. Now let us go to Sloka 223. Bahiranga Shruti Praha Brahmacharyadi Muktaye Shamadi Shatkame Vaitate Antarangam Vidurbudaha. Sloka 223. So in the following three shlokas, Acharya consolidates Shamadi Shatka Sampatti as one main sadhana. Shama, Dama, etc. are only the subsidiaries. And all these six put together is the third main sadhana. Vivekam, Vairagyam, Shamadi, Shatka Sampatti, all the six he puts them as one. So the third one is extremely important and one of the primary means for jnanam and liberation is the third one. For gaining Shama, mental balance or Mana Shanti, he listed 18 values, if you remember, from Shloka 105 to 107. And first in the list was Brahmacharyadi. Here Acharya says, those 18 values are the means. Samadhi Shatka Sampatti is the goal. Values are useful only when they are converted into Samadhi Sampatti. Otherwise, just by being dharmic, one will not get liberation. Between the 18 values and Samadhi Shatka Sampatti, which one is directly connected to Jnanam? ब्रह्मचर्यादि और समाधि षट्क संपत्ति. Samadhi Shatka Sampatti is directly connected to Jnanam. Brahmacharyadi values lead to that, leads to Jnanam. Only when Samadhi Shatka Sampatti is there, will Vedanta Shravanadikam will become effective between Bahiranga and Antaranga. We should focus on Antaranga. Therefore, regularly check whether one has Samadhi Shatka Sampatti. Samadhama Uparama Titiksha Shraddha Samadhanam. Shankaracharya says that Shruti declares Bahirangam Brahmacharyadi Praha. The 18 values Brahmacharyadi are Bahirangam, remote. Means what? Samadhi Shatka Shatkam Eva Antarangam. All others are Bahirangam. Samadhi Shatkam Eva Antarangam. Proximate means. Iti Buddhaha Viduhu. Wise people they declare. Values and morals should lead to Samadhi Shatka Sampatti. Which alone will lead to Shravanam, Mananam and Nididhyasanam. So, Samadhi Shatkam Evam Antaranka Sadhanam. You practice values, but they should be converted into Samadhi Shatka Sampatti. Otherwise, no Jnanam or no Moksha. Continuing, Shloka 224. Antarangam hi balavatem. बहिरंगात्यतस्ततः शमादिषट्कं जिज्ञासः अवश्यं भाव्यमंत अंतरम. बहिरंगात कंपेयर्ड टू द 18 मॉरल वैल्यूज अंतरंग साधना द सिक्स फोल्ड इनर डिसिप्लिन शमादिषट्क संपत्ति इज बलवद इज स्ट्रॉंगर एंड इंपॉर्टेंट यतः ततः सिंस इनर डिसिप्लिन इज इंपॉर्टेंट अंतरम शमादिषट्कं Samadhi Shatka Sampatti discipline avashyam is inevitable, is a necessity, it is indispensable. Jignasoho, for a person interested in knowledge, self-knowledge. While discussing this, Acharya is taking for granted certain basic messages of Vedanta Shastra. One must have reached the conclusion that moksha alone is the goal. And the second assumption is, one knows that moksha cannot be attained through different methods. Moksha is not a multi-path goal. You know, but goal with only one path. Acharya assumes his audience is aware of all this. Moksha is the primary goal and moksha has got only one path. Jnana deva kaivalya. Without jnanam, moksha is impossible. Jnanam, that is advaita jnana deva moksha. Because Upanishad says, dvitiya advai bhayam bhavati. Dvaita means bhayam and dukkham. Advaitam alone is moksha. And the third assumption is that jnanam is possible only through shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam under the guidance of a guru. Guru, shastra, upadesham, shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam. Acharya assumes listening to the teachings of shastra coming from a guru followed by mananam and nididhyasanam. So the student who knows these three fundamentals clearly is given the title jignasuhu. Now for shravanam to take place, inner discipline is compulsory. Jignasoho, for a student for whom these three fundamentals are clear, inner discipline is bhavyam, compulsorily be there. If one doesn't have the sixfold disciplines, can't take Vedanta class? If there's a question, Shankaracharya does not have to bar anyone. Vedanta simply won't work. He doesn't have to bar anyone. Anybody can come and sit. But it won't simply work for such a person, that is all. Like a person who eats without digestive power. It won't nourish the body. Antaranga vihinasya krita shravana kotayaha na phalanti yatha ayodhu adhirasyastra sammataha. So, Shloka 225. So, antaranga vihinasya, the one who doesn't have the proximate means in the form of sixfold disciplines, reasonably well, 100% is not possible. It is idealistic. For such a person, why this stops in the thing? There is a Subhashitam. Anagbhyate Visham Shastram Ajirne Bojanam Visham Visham Sabadaridrasya Durjanasya. Anagbhyate Visham Shastram. Undigested Shastram can be problem in the sense that it will only create another Shastric ego. I finished Bhagavad Gita. I have finished Upanishad. It can cause arrogance. In the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, in the Shastadhyaya, Shvetaketu came back from Gurukulam, arrogant. Therefore, Krishna asked,
ఇఫ్ నాట్ డైజెస్టెడ్ బికాస్ ది పాయిజన్ కాల్డ్ అరగన్స్. సో అనగ్ఞాతే విషం శాస్త్రం, అజీర్ణే భోజనం విషం. డైజెషన్ ఇస్ నాట్ గుడ్ అండ్ యెట్ యూ కీప్ ఆన్ డంపింగ్, ఇట్ విల్ బికమ్ విషం. విషం సభా దరిద్రస్య, ఫార్ అ దరిద్ర ఎనీ అసెంబ్లీ ఈస్ విషం, బికాస్ హీ ఫీల్స్ బ్యాడ్ టు కమ్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ పవర్టీ. దుర్జనస్య సుభాషితం, ఫార్ అ వికెట్ పర్సన్ ఇఫ్ యూ టాక్ ఆఫ్ వాల్యూస్ ఇట్ వోంట్ వర్క్ ఆల్సో, ఇట్ విల్ బి విషం ఫర్ హిమ్. ఆల్ దిస్ నాట్ రిలవెంట్ టు అస్ యాక్చువల్లీ. వాట్ ఈస్ రిలవెంట్ ఈస్ శాస్త్రం విల్ నాట్ బి డైజెస్టెడ్ ఇఫ్ క్వాలిఫికేషన్స్ ఆర్ నాట్ దేర్. నా ఫలం ఇది విల్ నాట్ బి ఫ్రూట్ఫుల్. He gives a beautiful example to show that internal qualification is more important than the external qualification. A soldier goes to the battlefield and he has all the modern weapons in his hand. Only problem is what? He doesn't have courage. Without courage, the weapons are useless. On the other hand, a courageous person will fight with anything that is available. Weapons are useful, all right. But for a soldier, internal courage is more important than external weapons. Similarly, for Vedanta students, Samadhi, Shatka Sampatti is extremely important. Another example is, for good life, we need both external hygienic clean place and also internal immunity or resistance. Right now we are going through that entire thing. Between internal resistance and external hygiene, resistance is more important. Because if resistance is there, you can live anywhere. Antarangam is resistance. Bahirangam is shaucham. Antaranga is more important than bahirangam. It doesn't mean we should live in a slum or in an unclean place. Wherever we live, we have to make sure that our resistance is good. For Vedanta student, the resistance is shamadhim, shatka sampatti. So yodhu, for a soldier, astra sampataha, an abundance of weapons will be absolutely useless if adhirasya, if he doesn't have courage, adhiraha. With this, shamadhi shatka sampatti has been wound up from shloka 94 to shloka 225. Now we'll have to take stock. What are the fourfold qualifications now? Viveka, Vairagya, Shamadhi, Shatka, Sampatti, Mumukshutva. In English, we remember Swamiji has given already the four D's: discrimination, dispassion, discipline, and desire. Now, Shankaracharya has now covered three of them, namely discrimination, dispassion, and discipline. And what is left? The fourth one, the desire. Desire for what? Moksha. So either I could say desire for moksha, the fourth D, desire for moksha, spiritual freedom. This must be a very long, very strong desire. So not mandam mukshutvam or madhyamam mukshutvam, but tivram mukshutvam. We say tivram mukshutvam alone will bring commitment to Vedanta. When mukshutvam is lukewarm, then the approach to Vedanta will be only casual. When a mild discomfort becomes serious, we run to doctor. Similarly, we have to discover the limitation of the world and the importance of moksha. That is called mumukshutvam or moksha iccha. So this is defined in the following portion from shlokas 226 onwards. Shloka 226 we will read. Brahmatmaikatva vijnanat yadvidvan moktum icchati samsara pasha bandham tat mumukshutvam nigadyate. I am Vidwan, this mature intelligent person. Vidwan doesn't mean he is a jnani. If he is a jnani, he already knows he is muktaha and does not desire moksha. So a mature, informed person, moktum icchati, wants to release himself from the shackles of samsara, the invisible shackles, the samsara pasha. Bandha means bondage, caused by the shackles of samsara. And there is a sense of limitation. As a karta, I am limited. As a bhokta, I am limited. As a jnata, I am limited. Combined, all of them is called ahankara. I experience limitation all the time, which expresses in fourfold form. Helplessness in many situations. As a karta, I feel helpless. As a jnata, I don't know why something happens. This helplessness is a continuous symptom of samsara and leads to anger towards people, person, are the source because of which this happened. Then I shout and do all kinds of things. The only result is my throat is damaged, but nothing changes because others get used to our shouting and develop immunity to our shouting. Swamiji calls it as HAFD,
helplessness, anger, frustration and depression. What should one do? Adjust, smile and not get irritated. All these put together, the entire life is called samsara. Can death be called the freedom? Death cannot be freedom. Because I am going to be born again, reborn with more HAFD, helplessness, anger, frustration. All that thing, I am going to be depression, I am going to be born again. So, punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam is long term HAFD. I want to get out of samsara. Atmetevo upasitam. So, srishti prakaranam, pravesha prakaranam, samsara prakaranam, moksha marga prakaranam, moksha prapti prakaranam, transcend apurna ahankara and reach purna atma. That's the only way. So, this the person knows. Shifting from sahankara to atma is called brahmatvaikatva vijnana. By gaining the knowledge of brahmatma, purnatma. This desire to know and get freedom for good is called mumuksha. Shloka 227. Sadhana nam tu sarvesham mumuksha mula karanam anichora pravrittasya kvashruti kvanu tatpalam. Acharya says, among the four qualifications, most important is mumuksha or desire for moksha. Only then all the other qualifications become relevant. Is it not? Only if I have desire for moksha, will I have to get jnanam. For getting jnanam alone, I have to get all the qualifications. Only then karma yoga, upasana yoga, they all become relevant. Webinar becomes relevant and 8:30 becomes, Wednesday becomes relevant only then. Everything becomes relevant only when I have the linked desire. Suppose I have a desire to go to Kailasa or Manasarovara. Then all the other preparations like money, travel, agency, you know, physical fitnesses, exercises, altitude preparedness, all these become relevant. One who doesn't have desire need not know any of these at all. If he doesn't have a desire to go to Kailasa or Manasarovara, he doesn't have to prepare any of those. Therefore, desire alone leads to action. And action requires qualification. If desire is not there, pursuit does not exist. If there is no pursuit, there is no relevance for the qualification. Therefore, first ask yourself, if you want moksha, then you can start sadhana, chaturtaya, sampatti and all that. Therefore, he says, sarvesham sadhananam tu. Among all the qualifications for moksha, mumuksha, the desire for moksha, is mula karana. That is the fundamental cause. Then naturally I will inquire into all the other things that I need. Pravritti, seeking, desire is pravritti, pravritti karanam. Suppose you feel thirsty, naturally the desire for water rises. Then pravritti starts. You look around, see if someone has a bottle of water, or you go searching for water elsewhere. You go towards water because of desire. There is a rule. Yadyat kurute karmam tattat kamasya cheshtitam. All actions are results of desire, are they caused by desire. Even Vedantic pursuit also is like that. When you say nishkama karma etc., you should know the word nishkama. Nishkama karma is to be understood as moksha karma. Therefore, moksha icha is important. Anichom apravrittasya, a person who doesn't have desire and so doesn't seek moksha, a non-seeker, kvashrutihi, where is the question of Veda, Bhagavad Gita, Upanishad, all those are completely non-relevant for that person. Kvanu tatpalam, where is the question of the result of that pursuit, that is also not relevant. So he concludes the mumuksha discussion by talking about the means for developing desire for moksha. How to nourish the desire for moksha. Nitya nitya vivekascha deha kshanika tamitaha mrityor bhitischa tapascha mumuksha vriddhi karanam. Shloka 248. What are the means of developing desire for moksha? We are not talking about getting moksha, that is far away. We are talking about desire for moksha. Lord Krishna has presented means of getting desire for moksha in the 13th chapter. Janma mrityujara vyadi dukkha dosha anudarshanam. Krishna nicely conveys in just one line, constantly see and remember the problems of aging physical body. Generally when we are young, we never think of old age. In the olden days, three generations used to be present in a joint family. Even as children, we would know the problems of aging, gradually developed by the, you know, grandfather, grandtata, parties, all of them. Ear will not hear, eyesight will not, it will become dim. So then we know we also have to face an old age, disease, death. The body is an integral part of anatma. Even if the body is Bhagavan's body, that also will have all these. So anatma can never be a source of long-term comfort or reliable. So in Brihadaranyaka Upanishadam, akrutvasro hisaha, we have to transcend anatma. Asatoma sadgamayam, tamasomam, jyotirgamayam, mrityormam, amritam gamaya. From mortality and cycles of birth and death, I have to come to immortality. Body and mind cannot be made immortal. There is only one thing that is immortal. In religious lingo, it is called God. In spiritual lingo, it is called Atma. In Karma Yoga level, we say, love God. May you be devoted to God. Once you come to Jnana Yoga, we say that God is all-pervading. All-pervading God must be in me also. So, find that Lord in yourself. Dhyana Shlokam, Aradhyami, Mani, Sannibam, Atma Lingam. All that thing. Atma is like a Lingam. Maya Puri, Hridaya Pankajaha. So, therefore, transcending Anatma and coming to Atma is the only solution. In materialistic life, we are continuously replacing one anatma by another anatma, or adding more anatma, expecting security. Insecure plus insecure becomes what? Maha insecure. Materialism is adding more insecure things. Spirituality is going towards the only secure thing. Abhayam pratikstam indate, ataso bhayangatam gato bhavati. Taitriya. So spirituality must be an informed choice, not a time pass. Or because my friends are going and all that. No. Acharya says, should be an informed choice. Out of fear of Yamadharma Raja or any of those things. Look at this shloka now. Nitya Nitya Vivekascha. Understanding the world is insecure. And God alone is secure. And is called Nitya Nitya Viveka. This is called. So, Deha Shanikatamitaha. Physical body is growing, Deha is growing, it is graying, Shanika, and going should be clear. So, Shanikatha means fleeting, impermanence of body, Mitaha, awareness. So, Mrityor Bhitischa, Yamadharma Raja is waiting there. Only thing is what? He comes slowly because his vehicle is a buffalo. So, Mrityoho Bhitischa, fear of arriving, Yamadharma Raja. So, in fact, people will not be afraid of death. But before death, there is a stage. That is the problem. Tapascha. Tapaha means the threefold pains. Adhyatmika, Adibodhika, Adidevika. Tapaha. Physical, emotional, intellectual pains. All these pains, mumuksham, priddhikaranam. That is why Arjuna himself came to Gita Shastram. Only because of Vishada. Until then, he did not talk about moksha. Only in the battlefield, he saw the death of Bhishma, Drona and all others on whose lap he had grown up. Suddenly Vairagyam comes and Karpanya, Bhagavata, all those things, Arjuna surrenders. Therefore, pain, dukkham, it is also useful according to Vedanta. The utility of pain is attending Vedanta classes. One will gradually develop a value for Vedanta. Mumuksha, Vriddhi Karanam, it will increase the desire for moksha. With this, the topic of mumukshutvam is also over. Fourth qualification is also over. Now, Acharya sums up the beauty of all the four qualifications by imaging the four qualifications as a human being. He symbolically presents them as various parts of a human being. It is ninth shloka where we see which part will give viveka, which part will give vairagyam and all that. We will read that shloka, shloka 249. Shiro vivekasthvatyantam vairagyam vapuruchyate shamadayashadangani moksheccha pranayishyate. For sadhana chatushtaya, human being, viveka, if you think of sadhana chatushtaya as a human being, viveka is the head, vairagyam is the body, shamadhi shakti sampati, they are all the limbs, are the sixfold qualifications, and mumukshutvam is the very prana itself. This is the imagery. So, vivekaha, shiraha bhavati, discrimination between God and world. God alone will give security. The world can never give me security. This understanding makes me a bhakta. First, artha bhakta, arthaarthi bhakta, jignyasu bhakta, jnani bhakta. We know all that. Atyantam vairagyam vapuhu uchyate. Intense dispassion or detachment, where world is seen only as a means and never as an end in itself, is the body. The world deserves to be handled as a sadhanam. Give enough importance to the vehicle, but vehicle is not the destination. Samadhi shadangani, the sixfold qualifications, are all the limbs, samadhi, so samadha, mauparma, and all that. They are the limbs, the arms and the legs and all that. Moksha cha prana ishyate, the desire for moksha is the prana. If prana is gone, what is the use of this body, head or limbs? None. All are relevant and meaningful only when I desire for moksha. Prana is important and the body, head and limbs are also important. Without prana, the body will be a corpse. Without body, the prana will be a ghost. Therefore, anything meaningful requires the combination of all that. Moksha icha is like that. Others are, various other things are also required. Together, the sadhanam, chaturtaya, sampatti will accomplish it all. And he is concluding the shloka, 250th shloka, this entire series of topics. Idrishangasama yuktaha, jignyasur yukti kovidaha, shuro mrityum nihantyeva, samyajnanasi namdruvam, jnanasi nadruvam. Shankaracharya gave the example of a soldier in shloka 225 we just read. We skipped a lot of shlokas in between, as I told you in the beginning. Now he extends the same example and says, every spiritual seeker is like a warrior fighting against the samsara. Mrityu or mortality, which is samsara, enemy. So if the soldier has got all these qualifications, idrisha anga samayuktaha, all these limbs, prana, body and head, jignyasuko, desirous of knowledge, capable of thinking well also, this person, and because knowledge takes place in the intellect. Yuktikovidaha is one who is intellectually sound with proper thinking. Jignyasuku and Shuraha, who has internal courage, and Shamadhi Shatka Sampattihi, all these external weapons also he has. Saham Mrityum Nihanti Eva. He will certainly destroy Mrityu or Samsara with the sword called Asihi, sword. Samyak Jnana Asina. Asihi is a sword of clear and doubtless knowledge, is that Jnanam. That is the Asihi, with which he will destroy Ajnanam, Ahankara Mrityu, and claim Aham Amritam Brahma Asmi. And what is the guarantee? Acharya says, I will give you the guarantee card, Dhruvam. It will definitely happen. You can see for yourself. If Vedanta doesn't work, it means we have not full for definite. So with this, Sadhana Chaturtaya Sampatti topic is also over. So we have seen so far 115 shlokas of 250 in the book, Shankaracharya's original work of Sarva Vedanta Siddhanta Shara Sangraha, where he covered Sadhana Chaturtaya Sampatti topic itself in so many shlokas. Now I will summarize up to this portion, the selected portions of what shlokas that we have seen. I may take a few more minutes so that I can conclude this topic. So the title, Sarva Vedanta Siddhanta Sara Sangraha topic, is a very big topic, big title. And the original text is bigger than Viveka Chudamani, with more than 1000 verses, 1006 verses compared to 500 verses of Viveka Chudamani, of which we have selected only 115 as Swamiji did, which deal with Chitta Shuddhi. That is our aim. To Chitta Shuddhi is most important. Chittasya Shuddhaya Karma and various things dealing with and all the other Sadhana Chaturtaya Sampatti and all that. So in the first four verses, Shankaracharya, he introduces textbook by offering prayer to the Guru and Lord Ganesha. He points out that this book is an extract of the entire Vedanta Shastra. And from shloka 5 to 11, Acharya mentions the Anubandha Chaturtaya of Vedanta, the four factors which differentiate Vedanta from Veda Purva Bhaga and Jnana Kanda and Veda from Karma Bhaga. So Vedanta Bhaga from Veda Purva Bhaga Vedanta Bhaga is Jnana Kanda and Veda Purva Bhaga is Karma Kanda. That is, these four things he talked about: candidate, the benefits, subject matter and connection. That is the Anubandha Chatushtayam. And the candidates are different because in the Karma Kanda, the seeker of Dharmartha and Kama is a candidate, whereas in Jnana Kanda, the seeker of Moksha is the candidate. The benefits are also different. In the Karma Kanda, Dharmartha Kamaha is the benefit. In Jnana Kanda, Moksha is the benefit. And in Karma Kanda, subject matter is Karma. In Jnana Kanda, subject matter is Jnanam, Atma Jnanam. And the connections are also different. In Karma Kanda, we have to learn, do and get the benefit. Mere learning alone will not give the benefit in Karma Kanda. Whereas in Jnana Kanda, we have to only learn and understand, and we do not have anything to do because Moksha happens to be my very nature. In one, the relationship is indirect. In the other, it is direct. In one shot, one dose, and samsara is closed. Not destroyed. So samsara is closed. So if a person is not interested in Dharmartha Kama, then Karma Kanda is no more relevant for him. A person can go to Karma Kanda for Chitta Shuddhi, but if a person has Chitta Shuddhi already because of Purva Janma Sadhana, and he is not interested in Dharmartha Kama in the current Janma, he can directly come to Jnana Kanda itself. So how do I know that from Purva Janma I have got Chitta Shuddhi? If Jnana Kanda works for me, if I am able to get at least some benefit, it means we have the benefit of Purva Janma. If that Purva Janma Chitta Shuddhi is not there, a student cannot survive in the class. Survive means what? Sooner or later, he will develop Vairagyam. So Vairagyam for Vedanta. If I develop Vairagyam for Vedanta, it means I don't have the advantage of Purva Janma. Then I have to focus on Pancha Mahayajnas of Karma Kanda. To show this, the Anubandha Chatushtayam is indicated from shlokas 5 to 11. And from the 12th shloka to 15th shloka, Acharya indicates the fourfold qualifications which one must have by following Karma Kanda, either in this Janma or in the past Janma. Vedanta does not bother how you got them or when you got them. Vedanta only wants you to have these fourfold qualifications. Then Karma Kanda becomes non-relevant for that person. A person may continue to follow it for the benefit of the next generation or for other people, but he does not need Karma Kanda for himself. Viveka, Vairagya, Shatka Sampatti, Mumukshutvam, the four D's, the discrimination, dispassion, discipline, desire. So Shankaracharya points out that only if these are present can we draw full benefit from Vedanta. Only with these qualifications will a person have the power to receive, to retain, assimilate and get the benefit of the knowledge. Reasonable qualifications, no student comes with 100% qualification. Reasonable qualifications. Ideal students are found only in the Upanishad, like Nachiketa, Swetaketu, all those people. But we are all people in the practical life here. So they are all ideal just for us to have a benchmark so that we know where we stand. So from 16th shloka onwards, he explains each qualification. From 16th to 21st shloka, he explains the first qualification of discrimination, Viveka. It is Karana Ishvara or Karanam Brahma alone, that is Nityaha. Karya Prapancha is Anitya. Ishvara is Ekam, Sara, Nitya, Satyam. Karya Prapancha is Anitya. If I want peace, security and happiness, I should rely upon Karanam, never on Karyam. This discernment becomes very important, that Ishvara for Anityam. We get this from Shruti Pramana, Yukti Pramana, or through our own Anubhava. Many things that we hold on to, they just go away. Our own body is growing old. Youth is going. Makurum dana jana yavana garvam harati nimeshat kala sarvam. In Vajagovinda Macharya said, even when we are holding on to things tightly, they slip away right in front of our noses. This is Anubhava Pramanam. So Pariksha Lokan Karma Chitam in Mundaka Upanishad. Thus, Nityam, Anitya, Vastu, Viveka is important. Then alone I will develop a proper attitude towards them. Proper attitude is what? To use one of these two as means and other as the end. Sadhanam and Sadhyam. By using one, we have to get to the other. So we use Nityam to work for Anityam. Or use Anityam to work for Nityam.
ఇట్ ఈస్ అన్ఇంటెలిజెంట్ టు యూస్ భగవాన్ ఏ నిత్య వస్తు ఫార్ గెయినింగ్ అనిత్య వస్తు. ఆన్ ది అదర్ హ్యాండ్ ఇఫ్ ఐ యూస్ ది అనిత్య ప్రపంచ టు గెయిన్ నిత్య ఈశ్వర, దట్ ఈస్ వివేక. అండ్ సెకండ్ క్వాలిటీ ఈస్ వాట్? వైరాగ్యం. దట్ ఇస్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ ఇన్ శ్లోకాస్ 22 to 91, ఎ లార్జ్ బంచ్ ఆఫ్ శ్లోకాస్. వన్స్ ఐ సీ ది ఎంటైర్ కార్య ప్రపంచ ఓన్లీ యాజ్ అ మీన్స్, నన్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఈస్ అన్ ఎండ్ ఇన్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్, దట్ ఈస్ వైరాగ్యం. కార్యప్రపంచ ఓన్లీ యాజ్ అ మీన్స్, వైరాగ్యం ఆర్ దిస్ ప్యాషన్. దిస్ డస్ నాట్ మీన్ హేటింగ్ ద వర్ల్డ్ ఆర్ రిజెక్టింగ్ ద వర్ల్డ్, వీ హావ్ టోల్డ్ దిస్ ఎర్లియర్ ఆల్సో, బట్ యూసింగ్ ద వర్ల్డ్ నాట్ యాజ్ అన్ ఎండ్ బట్ యాజ్ అ మీన్స్. వర్ల్డ్ ఈస్ నాట్ సాధ్యం ఆర్ గోల్. Therefore, give enough importance but not over importance. Giving enough importance is called sadhana bhavana. Not giving too much importance is called dispassion. Then from shlokas 92 to 225, they deal with shatka sampatti, the entire sixfold qualifications. This all clubbed together here. Since six are covered, Acharya takes a larger canvas to deal with all of them. So of these six, he deals with two elaborately. First is shama, mental or thought discipline. All emotional problems are in the form of thoughts only. What is worry, fear, anger, hatred, depression? Every emotion, positive or negative, is in the form of a thought. Therefore, emotional management is mind management. Mind management is thought management. And capacity to manage them is most important. We said there are voluntary thoughts. When we apply our own will, when we do not apply our will, involuntary thoughts raise by themselves, bubbling up from our mind, from our purva vasanas. Thus the mind is continuously either in voluntary or involuntary thoughts. First I should know which thought is voluntary and which one is involuntary, which one I should entertain, which one is happening by itself. So once I become aware of these two, I can ignore, I can involuntary thoughts as long as they are harmless, because the only damage is a waste of time where my mind is not used constructively. But when involuntary thoughts become harmful by causing worry, fear, hatred and all that, then I should be able to immediately curb them. Any disease that goes beyond limit becomes unmanageable. Nipping it in the bud itself is important in physical disease, and even so in the case of involuntary thoughts also. Even as worry or fear raises, I should know it is dangerous to support it or allow it. I have to replace the involuntary thoughts with voluntary thoughts. We have choice. We can read some books or watch a movie, whatever we want to do. Anything you do, you have to push it out with any blessed thing before it becomes overwhelming. This skill, which Swamiji calls it thought displacement skill, he uses an acronym, TDS, thought displacement skill, is called Shamaha or Mano Nigraha. Acharya gives 18 values to be used for thought displacement. Whenever negative thoughts come, we have to choose appropriate positive value. When fear thought comes, then think of courage. When hatred thought comes, think loving thoughts. When greed thought comes, think contentment thoughts. Thus for every negative one, Asuri Sampath, use the corresponding opposite one. This is called Pratipaksha Bhavana, neutralization thought. Following these virtues, we also use our will. They include Ishvara, Guru or Acharya Aradhana. With that we get the grace of Guru and Ishvara, which will also help in Manonigraha. With the help of all these, we have to manage the mind. This is the toughest task in Vedanta Sadhana. Acharya gives 33 shlokas for Shama and we saw only 27 of them. Shama is different from Kshama. We should be careful. Shama and Kshama are different. Shama is Manaha, Manashanti, a calm, quiet and unpreoccupied mind. Kshama means the toughness of the mind to withstand difficult situations, shock absorbing skill, we can call it. And the second one is Dhamma, Shama and Dhamma, which means sensory restraint, making sure that the sense organs are my instruments and I am not their instrument. We employ certain domestic help, for example, servant maid and all. And after some time, we will wonder who is the boss
and who his employee. Similarly, the sense organs are supposed to be our instruments. But in due course, they decide what I should drink and when. Dhamma is a sensory restraint, not suppression, but deliberate management. And the third one is titiksha, otherwise called kshama. Titiksha is developing the power to endure pains in life because life includes pain. Pain is also useful because it will give vairagyam. When objects give pleasure, we develop attachment, and when they give pain, it is Bhagavan's method to give us vairagyam. Pain is very useful as a spiritual sadhana if we know how to convert pain into vairagyam, like, you know, converting snake poison into a medicine. Poison is both good and bad. If I consume venom, it is dangerous. But very same venom, used properly, can become a medicine. Similarly, pain can be a blessing if we convert that into vairagyam. For that, we require a lot of toughness to go through it and benefit from that. Otherwise, we won't survive. We have to survive the pain and get the benefit. Like building a house with stones thrown at a person. You can use pain for vairagyam, and that requires a lot of toughness. And the fourth one is Uparama. Uparama means which Acharya treats very elaborately in 58 shlokas and 36 shlokas more than Shama. Uparama has several meanings, but here Acharya takes the meaning of sannyasa, renunciation of Vedic rituals after finding them irrelevant because one has no interest in dharma, artha and kama because he is a Vedantic student, he wants only moksha. And I already possess Chitta Shuddhi. So Karmakanda becomes irrelevant because Karmakanda is to get Chitta Shuddhi. Chitta Shyam Shuddhaye Karma. Formal renunciation is called Sannyasa Ashrama Svikara. So ritualistic entry into the fourth ashrama, either from Brahmachari Ashrama or Grahatha Ashrama. If he has followed Karmakanda in Purva Janma, then he doesn't require Grahastha Ashrama. So he goes from Brahmachari Ashrama to Sannyasa Ashrama directly. If he requires Karmakanda in the current Janma, then he enters Grahastha Ashrama, follows Vedic rituals, gets Chitta Shuddhi, and then enters Sannyasa Ashrama from Grahastha Ashrama. And Acharya says Karmakanda is not relevant for a qualified seeker. And he discusses actually two topics in this context. One is karma cannot give moksha. Karma can give dharma, artha, kama, chitta shuddhi, but karma can never give moksha. These are all strong points. He elaborately discusses this and talks about four different karma phalam. Apti. Apti means reaching a place. Utpatti, producing a thing. Samskara, purifying a thing. Vikara, modifying a thing. All this. So reaching, production, purification and modification are the four phalam of karma. All of them are anityam, fleeting. Moksha is not reaching or producing or purifying or modifying. Therefore, karma is not relevant for moksha. This was the first part of the discussion. These are all tough discussions, but we have gone through all of them. Karma is not relevant for moksha. And the second part was whether karma can join jnanam and produce great effect. So, jnana karma samuchaya. We talked about this also in detail. Independently, karma may not be useful. But why can't karma and jnana join and produce moksha? That is the argument of the Purvapakshi. Like, you know, Dambatyam. Why don't you marry both of them? Here it is called jnana karma samuchayavada of the Purvapakshi. Shankaracharya negated that also by pointing out that they are diagonally opposite in nature, like light and darkness. He gave several reasons and we will highlight one of them now. That is, in karma, one has to nourish the karta, bhokta, ahankara more and more. Karma involves nourishing the karta, bhokta, because the one who performs is karta. Karma is nourishment of ahankara, whereas jnanam is negation of ahankara. One is ahankara pradhana, that is karma. Another is sakshi or atma pradhana, that is jnanam. How can they be combined at all? Once a person is in grahastha ashrama, he attains jnanam, he will not require karma to join and give him moksha. Jnana matrena, he claimed moksha by sheer jnanam. Therefore, why does he require karma at all? Suppose I have a small rope and I try to tie something with it. If it is not sufficient, then I look for another rope to join them so it gets longer and I can do the job of tying something. But if the first rope itself is sufficient enough, why another rope to join at all? Jnanam is enough for moksha because moksha happens to be my very nature. A jnani doesn't look for assistance of karma because once he becomes a jnani, he is no more a sadhaka and moksha is no more a sadhyam or goal. So why should he do karma to attain moksha? Even if a jnani performs karma, that karma is called karma abhasaha. If you remember this word, it is karma abhasaha, like roasted seeds which can never germinate. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Yajnaya acharitam karma sangrama praviliyate. It is not a karma at all. Therefore, jnana karma combination, jnana karma samuchayam is also not possible. Forgetting motion. So karma is neither required independently nor jointly. Therefore, karma can be renounced and mere jnanam can give moksha. Karma yoga and jnana yoga can be combined because during jnana yoga, karma yoga and jnana yoga can be combined. Be careful, not karma and jnanam. Because during jnana yoga, one has not yet attained jnanam. Jnana yoga means he is still in the process, he is still a sadhaka only. He is doing shravana. He understands some, he gets confused also by some. So he has to do the manana. Since a jnana yogi has not yet attained jnanam, karma yoga and jnana yoga can be combined. But the moment jnana yogi becomes a jnani, then his karma is neither karma nor karma yoga, but is karma abhasa only for the jnani. Therefore, jnana karma abhasa samuchaya is possible. Jnana yoga karma yoga samuchaya is possible. Jnana karma samuchaya is not possible. To say it again, jnana karma abhasa samuchaya is possible. Jnana yoga karma yoga samuchaya is possible. Jnana karma samuchaya is not possible. Therefore, here Uparamaha means sarva karma sannyasaha. Nowadays, there is no question of renouncing Vedic rituals because nobody is doing them anyway. And sannyasa has a different connotation also. Swamiji called sannyasa as, you know, port reduction and class projection. If you remember these acronyms. P-O-R-T, port reduction and class rejection. Port means what? Port reduce P. P means possession. Port reduction, P possession. O means obligatory duties. Manage what you have. Don't keep on adding more and more things. R is relationships. Reduce all relationships. Transaction is the fourth one. Reduce that also. So every relationship requires regular transaction. Birthday greetings, wedding day wishes, gifts, all have to be done. No time for Sarva Vedanta Siddhanta Sarasangraha at all. So, port reduction is external sannyasa, whether we are real sannyasi or grihastha doesn't matter. And class rejection, that is internal sannyasa. Class with CL means claiming ownership and controllership. Never claim ownership. Everything belongs to Vishwarupa Ishwara. I am only an user, a trustee. I don't have control over anything, including my own body and thoughts. I am never the owner or the controller. I am only the user and contributor. I do what I can do and leave the rest to Ishwara. This is called clasp, CL. Ahankara mamakara tyagaha. That is CL, internally. You can have ownership for the sake of vyavahara. You have to take your car, your chappal, all that thing. For vyavahara, you need to handle them. This is different from strong ownership and attachment. And next in clasp is CL, next is A. A is anxiety. Anxiety can be renounced only by saying, O Lord, whatever you do, I am ready to accept. With respect to my own body, my family, after making my contribution, whatever happens, that is all God's will. I am ready to accept God's will. Without giving a note, please, note means a contract or something, please adjust and grant me what I want, all that thing. I tell God unconditionally, what you want me to go through, I am willing to go through. This is called surrender. Surrender is not a physical action. It is an attitude or bhavana. It is declaring to Lord regularly that I am willing without reservation or hesitation to go through what you want me to go through. Because I know that you are always fair. Everything happens as per the law of karma. Therefore, I don't want to escape from anything. I don't resist. When I have to go through, I will. As surrender increases, anxiety decreases. As surrender decreases, anxiety increases. It's like a seesaw. So surrender, surrender, and surrender. Mam ekam sharanam vraja. This is mental sannyasa, represented by reduced anxiety. The last one is called the clasp. CLA is then SP. SP means special prayer to influence the Lord. Gradually reduce special prayer. This is especially difficult for a grahastha because there are many problematic situations. Prayaschitta, parihara, kamya, karma, kamya, karma, all those things grahastha has to do. Our aim is to gradually reduce wherever possible. If it cannot be reduced, perform that prayer and then surrender to God. This pariharam itself may work or not. I only have the right to do it. Whether my parihara karma will work or not is decided by Lord alone, Bhagavan alone. Surrender after doing the pariharam, whether it works or not. I am ready. This is called sannyasi mind. Grahastha sannyasi, if you remember those terms. So, port reduction and clasp rejection is modern sannyasa. With this, the Uparama topic is also over. So, Shama, Dama, Uparama, Titiksha. Now, the fifth one is Shraddha. Shraddha is the faith in the validity of the scriptures and the words of the Guru. Guru, Vedanta, Vakyadishu, Vishwasaha, Shraddha. This definition we have seen in Tattva Bodha itself. So, if I am not able to accept certain parts of the teaching, instead of questioning the Guru and Shastra, I question my understanding and revise it. This attitude is called Shraddha. This covers Samadhi, Shatka, Sampatti up to Shloka 225. From Shloka 226 to 28 comes the fourth qualification called Mumukshutvam or desire for moksha. The desire for Nityam. So dispassion towards Anityam and desire towards Nityam. That is called Anityam. So if you want to have some passion, have it for moksha. Passion for moksha, strong desire for nitya vastu, that is called mumukshutvam. With this, all the four qualifications have been covered: discrimination, dispassion, discipline, and desire. This is called sadhana chatushtaya sampattihi. And in the last two shlokas, Acharya concludes the discussion by imaging the four qualifications as a human being. For that human being, viveka is the head, vairagyam is the torso. Samadhi, Shatka, Sampati is all the limbs. And Mumukshutvam is the desire for moksha, is the very prana, the life. Because if there is no desire for moksha, then there is no interest in the qualifications also. So once moksha, desire is strong, somehow or the other, I will work for the other qualifications. So this beautiful imagery of a human being is given. He also gives another imagery where, you know, likening the one who has the fourfold qualifications to a soldier. That adhikaritvam, who can destroy the enemy called samsara or ajnanam with the sword of knowledge. A qualified soldier can destroy the samsara enemy with the sword of jnanam and attain moksha samrajyam. With this, he concludes this introduction for sadhana chaturtaya sampatti. Vedanta teaching actually begins from shloka 251 only. Up to now, no Vedanta. It's only sadhana chaturtaya sampatti, the qualifications. And the rest of this text it talks about Jiva Vichara, Ishvara Vichara, Aikya Vichara, inquiry into all of them. We have seen them in all these various Upanishads in various ways. It addresses several topics. The Adhyasa, we are going to see it in detail in Brahma Sutra Bhashya, the superimposition, Adhyasa Bhashya. So it is going to be in Brahma Sutra, Acharya has given the elaborate Adhyasa Bhashya, we are going to see it then. And about creation, Srishti, about Atman, so details of, you know, the Tattvamasi, all those things we have seen in various contexts. In Chandra Vimshad also we have seen recently. And Samadhi, and also the nature of knowledge, Videha Mukti, all those things are covered in the rest of the shloka starting from 251 up to 1006. We have seen Jiva Vichara, Ishvara Vichara, Aikya Vichara during the discussion of various Upanishads. We will see them also elaborately in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad and also in Brahma Sutra discussions. That is why I am skipping that portion.
So Swamiji has, both Swamiji Paramahansa ji and Swami Omkarananda both have tailored this entire Sarva Vedanta Siddhanta Sarasangraha text and selecting these verses, the first 250 and giving 150 after them for discussion, so that we may be again reinforced with the values of the qualifications and all that. So with this I am going to conclude this particular text, and we will take next mostly Brahma Sutra and Brihadaranyaka, mostly in parallel. If not, Brihadaranyaka I'll start and then start Brahma Sutra. I will announce it maybe next week. Yo Veda Dausvara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaham Tasya Pragadilina Seya Parasamaheshwara Sri Krishna Arpanamastu Narayana.